Well, yesterday we read that Raghunath Das Goswami performed the Kshiradari Mahotsav, distributed prasadam to everyone by the order of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Now, later, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami left home and took shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. At that time, the Lord received him and placed him under the care of Swarup Damodar for spiritual enlightenment. In this regard, purport, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami writes in his Vilap Kushamanjali, Yo mam dustara geha nirjala maha kupada pada klamat sadya sandra dayam buddhi prakritata swayari kripa rajubhi udrityatma saroja nindi charana prantam prapadya swayam shri damodara satchakara tamahang Chaitanya Chandram Bhaje. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who by his unreserved mercy kindly saved me from household life, which is exactly like a blind well without water, and placed me in the ocean of transcendental joy under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Om Gana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurn Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam tathati shapadantikam bandeham shri guru shri jata padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raganatan vitam stam sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Rama Rama Hare Hare. Taragya la gela prabhur chorone prabhu tare shamarpila shorupera sthane. By the order of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the Raghunath Das, and by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, this Raghunath Das left home and took shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. And there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu handed him over to the care of
Swarup Damodar Goswami. So in the purport, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami expresses his realizations about this mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yo mam dustara geha nirjala maha kupad apara apara klamat. The Lord saved me.
What is that? From the blind well
of dustara geha nirjala maha kupad, from the great,
vast, or blind well, nirjala, no water in it.
What is that? Dustarageya.
From family life, which is dustara, very difficult to get out of. Just like a well, this blind well means there's a well made in the field somewhere, and somehow it becomes covered over by grass, and some unwary animal or person falls into it. And the wells are deep. It's not a 2-foot well. These are wells where you're getting down to the water table and getting water. Deep wells. And if someone falls in such a well, how will they get out? They don't make steps and so many arrangements. And no one is there. You're out in the middle of nowhere. You're calling out, help, help, and no one is hearing. So this is the Maha
Kupa
Apara Klamat, which gives so many troubles. Raghunath Das Goswami, we discussed yesterday, in one sense had it made. His wife was very beautiful and came from a good family. And he had so much money. He wasn't one of those householders who's struggling every day. How are we going to pay the rent? How are we going to pay for food? How are we going to pay for this? How are we going to pay for that? How are we going to pay for child's education? How are we going to pay? How are we going to pay? He had, as they say, money coming out of his ears. There was so much money. His father and uncle were very wealthy men. And still he says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved me from unlimited troubles. That means that householder life at its best is troublesome. This body is troublesome. That's the first thing. Anyone who has a material body is born into trouble. Trouble from the mind, trouble from other living entities, trouble from the body itself, trouble from the climate, from the environment. All these troubles come with us as soon as we accept a body. And householder life means now you have two bodies for which you're responsible. And two minds. And so much difficulty. If one is, Prahlad Maharaj also said, sadhu manye suravarya dehinam sada samud vigna diyam asadgrahat hitvatmak patam griyamandakupam vanam kato yad harimashrayeta. His father, Hiranyakashipu, asked him, my dear boy, what's the best thing that you've learned in your school? And Prahlad replied, my dear Asura Varja, demon number one, I haven't learned anything good at school. That's Prabhupada's purport. But I've learned one very good thing. Tat sadhu manye, something good, sadhu, very good. Tat sadhu manye asura varya dehina, sada samud vigna dhyam asadgrahat. And this is relevant for those whose minds are always disturbed. Udvigna. Udvigna means troubled, disturbed. Sada, always. Sada samud vigna dhyam, whose minds are always troubled, disturbed, anxious, turbulent. Why? Asadgrahat. Because they're grasping at that which doesn't exist. Asadgrahat. Asat can also mean bad. They're holding on to something bad. Or asat means unreal, illusory. Temporary. Temporary means illusory. Asadgrahat, holding on to something which is illusory or bad or temporary at best. What is that? Sada samud vigna dhyam sadgrahat. There's some advice for such a person. Hit vatma patam griham andakupam. Get out of this dark well of household life. Griham andakupam. Anda means blind. Kupam means well. Griham andakupam, the blind well of family life. Hit vatma patam. Once you get out of it. And vanam gato yad. And go to the forest. Harimashrayeta, taking shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who takes away all miseries. Vanam gato yad harimashrayeta. That means that one should not stay in householder life. One should get out. One should recognize that actually I shouldn't have accepted householder life. It's just troublesome. But due to some other trouble, I've accepted householder life. Trouble means sex desire. So better than the trouble of unfulfilled sex desire for which one is going here and there trying to enjoy or trying to satisfy one's desires, better to make a civilized arrangement. Prabhupada said householder life is a civilized arrangement for sex life. But it's troublesome. Therefore, better not to get into the what's the best, better than trying to figure out how to get out of a blind well is not to fall into one to begin with. Easier not to fall in, like debt. Getting out of debt is so troublesome. You know, people are moving debt from this credit card to that credit card and from here to there and so I'm trying to pay off. Which debt should I pay off first? And the better thing is not to get into debt to begin with. Then you don't have the problem of getting out of debt. I don't know how it is here in the UK, in America, Young men go to school, and by the time they've graduated, they're deep in debt, student debt. Mm-hmm. To be a student means that you begin your life by going into debt. How smart is that? Better than getting into debt is not getting into debt to begin with. Then you don't have to trouble yourself. How do I get out of debt? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But because once I get in, then I'm going to be grasping for that which doesn't exist, a happiness that's not really there, and so many troubles, how to maintain, how to provide happiness for the wife, sufficient food, sufficient clothing, sufficient ornaments, sufficient sexual satisfactions, children, then more expenditure, more anxieties. Sada sumud vigna, always. What am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? What about this? What about that? What if this? What if that? Mind is going on. Trouble, 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 trouble. Sada. On and on and on and on. Samud vignatiham. So that the mind is not peaceful. And ashantasyukutasukam in the Bhagavad Gita. Where there's no peace, how can there be happiness? I got into the whole thing for happiness, and the result is that my mind is always anxious. What about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? Sada samud vigna mana, sadud vigna dhyam, asadgrat, because of grasping at that which is illusory. So Prahlad says, all right, you got yourself in, now get out. Hitvatmapatam, atmapatam, which kills spiritual realization. This grihamandakupam. Hitvatmapatam, get out, get out, get out. Therefore, in the Varnashram system, there are four ashrams. Brahmacharya ashram, Grihastashram, Vanaprasthashram, Sannyasashram. So Prahlad Maharaj advises Hiranyakashipu, I've learned something very good. You should become a Vanaprastha. Go to the forest and take shelter of Krishna. Oh, the father might have said, I'm Hiranyakashipu, I'm not going to do that. I'm certainly not going to take shelter of Krishna, and I'm not going to go to the forest either. I'm going to stay right here and be in charge of everything and enjoy. Ishroham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. I'm powerful, I'm happy, I'm perfect, I'm in charge. Of course, Nrisimhadev came and finished all that. You're not in charge, you're not powerful, you're not perfect, you're not anything. Out. You didn't want to go to the forest. Now, go to the kingdom of Yamaraj. That happens to everyone, maybe not with such good fortune as being killed by Lord Nrisimhadev. But everyone, holding on, holding on. I won't go to the forest. I won't go anywhere. I'm going to stay here. I can keep it together. After all, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So I'm going to stay in household life because Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the patron saint of attached householder life. Holding on, holding on. And then he's kicked out anyway. There are two ways to get out of householder life, voluntarily or kicking and screaming. We have our choice. voluntarily. Therefore, one is advised by Prahlad Maharaj that don't stay in this blind well, which is aparaklamat, aparaklama, full of troubles, and get out. Therefore, after 25 years of householder life, panchashordam vanam brijet, one must, for jade is imperative, one must get out. It's not a permanent arrangement. Stay in this miserable family life forever, plodding along with so many difficulties. One should get out and take shelter of Krishna. This is vanaprastha life. Vanaprastha life means intermediate. Complete renunciation is sannyas. And vanaprastha life is the intermediate stage, not yet sannyas, but not sticking in with the program of earning money and keeping family life together and satisfying these relatives and attending this function and that function and making everything go on. Even Lord Ramchandra, because he got married, so much trouble. So Sarup Damodar Goswami says from his own realization that I'm so fortunate that I got, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, I got out of householder life, I got shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I was placed under the care of Sarup Damodar Goswami. So how I've become fortunate. I could have been running my father's business, counting money, going after the debtors, he was a landholder, so the tenants, going after the tenants, please pay. You have to pay. Then keeping track of the money, making sure the servants aren't stealing, no embezzlement. Then investing wisely. Then taking care of the wife, taking care of the children. You could have been a big man. And so many connections you have to cultivate to when you're in that position to keep everything together. You could have been a big man. But he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved me. If he'd been a big man in successful household life, we wouldn't even be hearing about him. We wouldn't care. But he, by the mercy of the Lord, he got free from all of those things. And went to Vrindavan, also by the order of the Lord. Wrote so many books, set the example of perfection in pure devotional service. All right, we'll stop here and see what questions there might be.
Thank you, Marge. Marge, sometimes we do also find statements from Srila Prabhupada or in the books or letters where he says that if one has a Krishna conscious life and one, you know, the partner is Krishna conscious and they can do devotional service, then there's no need to renounce.
Sometimes means like once. If you look through all the Vedas, you'll find that one proof text that if householder life is Krishna conscious, no need to leave. And against that, you'll find hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. preponderance of the evidence. And that's if everything is congenial. That's a big if also. Even if it's congenial, means just like Swayambhuva Manu. Not Swayambhuva Manu, Kardama Muni. His wife was Devahuti, the highly elevated princess. And his son was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who could have family life like that? And as soon as the son was born, he left. That was the deal with the father-in-law, Swayambhuva Manu, that I'll marry your daughter and we'll have a child. And as soon as the child is there, I'll go back to my bhajan. And so many other examples are there. How the great acharyas, great devotees left behind the family life. Not because the family life was so terrible as a, you know, so far below standard. Good wife, good everything, and still they left. And that's to say nothing about where it's not so good.